So my first interaction with Disney movies, I believe, which I watched quite frequently with my brother. And I think we watched a few others that were not Disney Princess movies, but I definitely remember we owned on video cassette Cinderella, which I loved and watched all the time. I think Rapunzel, I think we might have owned all of them, Pocahontas, Rapunzel, Cinderella, Ariel, and I loved them all. I watched them frequently. And I think between the ages of 2 and 5 was when I really liked those movies and watched them. If I were to describe my ideal prince, I think I would say tall, handsome, short hair, properly dressed, heroic, friendly, kind, considerate, and with good timing. If I were to describe my ideal princess, I would probably say long hair, probably thin, beautiful, courageous, heroic, daring, progressive. I definitely owned Barbies that were Disney Princess themed Barbies. I can't remember which ones, but I'm pretty sure I had an Ariel Barbie. I also think I had some Prince Ken dolls as well. I remember going to Disneyland, and I think I may have bought some Disney Princess themed merchandise. I probably owned like a dress or two, but I can't quite remember past that. I definitely owned dolls. I know that much. The first Disney princess that comes to mind, I think it would have to be a tie between Ariel and Rapunzel. I always liked Rapunzel. I don't really know why. I think I liked the moment when her dress changes from blue to pink. I have a very distinct memory of that. And I always liked Ariel because I felt kind of connected to her in that she loves the ocean and I loved the ocean as a kid. I remember bringing my Ariel doll to the ocean. If I were to choose my favorite Disney princess, I think I'd probably choose Ariel. I think the qualities that drew me to her were her beauty, specifically her long hair. I remember really liking that as a child. Also just her kind of personality, kind of bubbly, fun, daring, courageous. I think what drew me first was the beauty, but also just like how she kind of took on her quest compared to the other Disney princesses. I feel like she was kind of more interesting and dynamic as a character. As far as changing my perception of self and identity, I can't really remember. I mean, I think that it made me kind of want to emulate that in myself, those qualities, but it's hard for me to remember. I think Disney definitely influenced how I view kind of the ideal princess and the ideal prince in terms of gender, and that, you know, there were certain qualities in which you would always find in both of them, especially with the Disney movies that I grew up with, like Ariel, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, all white, all thin, all kind of courageous but reserved in a different sense, and kind of waiting for or in pursuit of, you know, the masculine ideal, which was the prince who was handsome, strong, also courageous, something to be sought after but also something that needed to pursue you simultaneously. So there was very clear gender roles throughout all those movies. And then race, I mean, as I said, those princesses were all white, but there was also Pocahontas, which I think I definitely owned, and I think that was definitely one of my favorite movies too. But I think growing up with the kind of previous ideals, I think when I think of Disney princess, I think of a white princess. So I think, like, you know, and that's kind of the first thing that just comes to mind. So I think the Disney princess ideal in my mind, even though there are new princess movies coming out now, I think it's still white, thin, pretty, along those lines.